Welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Effner. Norwalk track and field athletes Caden Coons and Logan Atherton are off to a great start this season, already combining for three blue standards in qualifying for the Drake Relays. I caught up with Coons and Atherton during Monday's Warren County Relays at Simpson College. Mike Effner on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, talking now with Norwalk senior track and field athlete Caden Coons. We're at the Warren County Relays on Monday. Caden, before we talk about what you've done so far tonight, just tell me about the season so far. How have you been feeling? And, you know, the results would say pretty well.
Yeah, for sure. Season's going pretty good. I've been feeling the training and the coaches around me have been working toward my best interest and have been really working with my teammates to help me and also help my teammates to push them and just get this the season rolling and hopefully finish with a few medals at state, working toward that as the end goal.
Yeah, you were pretty busy at the state meet last year and off to a good start this year. Now a senior as well. How has that changed things for you? Are you looking to be more of a vocal leader out there?
Yeah, 100%. I feel like me on my team right now, I think just inspiring some of the young guys just to go out there and do their best every day is a big part of my contribution to the team, not only running fast times, but just inspiring the next generation because I'm not going to be here next year or the year after. And just keeping that the standard of Norwalk just as high as it had been in the past few years, leaving it with the younger kids is a big part of what I'm trying to do this year.
And tonight at Simpson, you're not doing the jumps, but you got an opportunity to run the 400-meter dash tonight for the first time this year. And a good race with the kid from Indianola. You were leading. He overtook you on the last lap. Then you got him at the wire, a time of 49.98, I believe third all-time at Norwalk. Tell me about the race.
Yeah, for sure. Last time I ran a 400, I believe, was here last year. So just getting to do that again was amazing. Haven't ran I ran a few 4x4s last year, but just kind of going out and seeing what I could get. I would say my strongest part of the race is the end, as you see that in my 100 and the 200. And you know, I never talked to that Indianola kid before, but he seemed really nice, and we were able to push each other to some good times tonight. So I'm glad that he was able to push me, and I was able to push him to some good times that'll hopefully get into Drake.
And of course, the long jump, the high jump, the 100 meter, the 200 meter have been some of your signature events. Last Thursday at Waukee Northwest, you jumped 23.3. In the long jump, ran a 10.52 school record in the 100, both blue standards for Drake. Special night for you there. Just tell me about it.
Of course, yeah. Going into that night, I felt pretty good. Good steady tailwind for the 100. Long jump was a bit of crosswind, but got the job done in that. But the 100, Noah Ross, my boy from Centennial, we were able to push each other again in that and both run some blue standard times. So that was just a really enjoyable experience. Weather was nice. My teammates were there to cheer me on, and that got the job done. So
I understand you had maybe a little wind at your back on that 100, but how fast can you go in that event this year?
Time will tell, but sky's the limit, you know. With work ethic and the great people I've been surrounded with, sky's the limit, especially with 4 years ahead of me. I'm excited to see what I can do.
And then the long jump last year, I think you almost got 24. You were 23.10.
For sure.
So you're about 7 inches to go in that one. But are you feeling like with your training and everything, how far can you go in that event?
You know, the goal is ultimately state record. Al-Busama has that at 24.10. I'm feeling better in long jump, actually, than I did last year. Even though last year's marks were better, I'm more consistent this year. And last year, my two best jumps were on low pits. And one was a scratch that the Coach Coover at UNI actually called not a scratch. So, but this year, consistently been around 23 and been feeling a lot better than last year. So I'm excited to see where that takes me this year.
And how's your high jump been going so far?
It's been going good. Hasn't been practicing it as much. I don't think I practiced it yet at school practice. I worked a little bit in the offseason with the jumpers. But yeah, it's been going good. I got 6'2 at UNI and I jumped 6 foot here today, but I had to leave to go to the 400. I didn't jump after that, but it's been feeling really good and really consistent around that 6'2" mark, and ready to see where me and my teammate Logan, who jumped 6'8" twice, can go this year.
Right. We'll be talking to Logan as well tonight.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, the jumps, the sprints. Do you have a favorite event out of all of them?
Probably the 200 or long jump. 200's always been my favorite running event just because it doesn't feel as long as a 400, as tiring as a 400, but my top speed is really what carries me in those events, and I can't really get up to it as well as I would want to in the 100, but in the 200 it just feels like that the perfect amount of time, perfect length, and then long jump, just because, I don't know, just a nice way to start a meet, nice, just a lot of adrenaline with all those people around you, get the claps going, you know, just A lot of fun in the sand.
And how about the relays? I'm guessing 4x1, but...
Yeah, 4x1's a ton of fun. 4x4 is always a lot of fun when it's a big meet and it comes down to the wire, but also the D-Med. I really enjoy the D-Med. Get a good 8-guy on that. Do some big things in that, too.
Yeah. We've been talking with Caden Coons here at the Warren County Relays tonight. Great time in the 400. Just how much you're looking forward to this season, the senior year, and getting a lot of good things done?
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate it. Looking forward to the rest of the season and hope to see you at a few more meets.
Mike Effner back at the Warren County Relays with Norwalk Junior track and field athlete Logan Atherton. A good night for you tonight so far. Won the high jump and now your first time running the 200. You won that with a time of 22.92. Tell me about that race.
Well, that's my first 200 of the season. I thought I felt pretty good. I could have got my start a little better in my finish, but overall, I'm happy with my performance on that.
What's the key to a good 200?
Well, I feel like on that curve, you gotta hit that 90-95%. Once you hit that straightaway, just book it. And you gotta keep your strides and keep your momentum.
And tonight, you also won the high jump with a leap of 6.6. You've jumped 6.8 a couple times this year, but I know you skipped that tonight. You wanted to go after that school record of 6.9 1/4. And how close did you get at 6.10?
Well, I was close. I hit it on the way down. I nicked it with my ankle. I was pretty mad, but you know, I'm pretty happy. I was more accurate tonight than I usually am, getting a first try the way up to it, so I was happy with it.
Now, you've gone 6.8 twice this year. Where did you get that done at?
I got it done at the U and I meet and then the Iowa State meet.
So two times indoors?
Yeah.
I mean, do you have a preference on jumping inside or outside?
I like indoors more, a little more the outside because the conditions are better, but tonight was really nice out, and I glad I got the jump in it.
And, you know, kind of like the 200, what is key to you on a good night in the high jump?
I really focus on being the most accurate I can. If I get on the first jump every time, I'm happy with myself, and then obviously getting up high heights.
Now you've got the blue standard in the high jump already, so you know you're going to Drake for sure. What are some other events that you're hoping to qualify for the Drake Relays?
I ran a 10.97 my last for my 100, so I'm hoping that makes it in for the Drake Relays. My 4x1 and the 4x2 got some good times in there too, so hopefully in that.
And what are some of the other events you're going to run in this year? I mean, what's a typical night going to be like for you at a meet?
I'm getting some long jump in there too. So, I mean, a typical night will probably be high jump like you just did. Probably either 100 or 200, then a relay to finish it off.
Is the high jump your favorite event of all? Or?
Yeah, high jump is definitely my favorite.
Okay, what about on the track?
My favorite on the track probably the 100.
And Norwalk has done great here the last few years. I know you guys are looking to keep that tradition going, getting a lot of events qualified for Drake and State. Just what are some of the goals for the team this year?
Well, the goals of the team is to stay healthy as a unit, encourage each other, and like keep improving our times each time we do relay and overall individual too.
Do you have any individual goals in mind for some of these events for yourself?
My individual goal for high jump would be 7 foot by the end of the season. 100, obviously, want to push it up to like 10.8 around there. And long jump, I want to get to 23s, and then 200, just keep improving what I just did.
That's been Norwalk Junior track and field athlete Logan Atherton on today's Lely Radio Sports Page. Thanks for your time. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
That's been Norwalk senior Caden Coons and junior Logan Atherton on today's Lely Radio Sports Page.